A defining, trend-setting group in gospel music, if there ever was one. Mike Bowling joins me today to help chronicle the history and highlights of the Henson's.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
There's a group in gospel music that I have heard about my entire life, and unfortunately, I didn't grow up with a history of seeing them in concert or knowing a whole lot about them other than the song The Lighthouse, and I think everybody knows The Lighthouse, but the Henson's is who I want to highlight today, and I have with me Mike Bowling, who I understand as it was a big fan, grew up listening to these guys, and even had a chance to tour with a rendition of this group. Mike, it's good to have you here as we hear these great songs.
It's good to be with you, Daniel, and It's an honor to even be talking about the Henson's. I did grow up with them, going to their concerts, listening to them on the Gospel Singing Jubilee, and they just really influenced my music and what I do today.
We're sitting backstage at a concert, and you may hear some music in the background, but that kind of seems to kind of fit for the atmosphere here. I mean, I love the Goodmans, and I remember when I first got to go to a concert, and I was at that time working in radio, so I got to sit backstage, and I got this echoey kind of sound from the, and that was just, there was something just so, I won't say haunting, but there was something just so cool about it. It was like you had to pinch yourself. Did you buy tickets and sit in the seats?
I started going when I was 9, 10, 11. I was pretty young, and so my mom and dad, I either went with them to the concert, or even my cousins, they would go up to, I'm from Kentucky, they'd go up to Dayton, Ohio. They would be up there. We would travel up there to see them. They were just, I don't know, out of all the groups that were on the Jubilee, I loved them all. I loved the Goodmans. I loved the Rambos and on. But that something about the Henson's, the live band, it just stood out to me. I loved their music, man. I loved their style.
I have in some notes they're from California, and I did not realize that they were from California. Freedom, California?
I'm not for sure. Fresno, I believe. Fresno, California. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right. It doesn't matter. They are from California, and they came down. They got a record deal with Calvary Records, I believe, and they brought them back to Nashville. And so they moved up. They got their first hits. They started working with the Goodman family in Madisonville, Kentucky.
Right.
And that's where Goodman's got the Lighthouse. You know, he pilots my ship.
Right.
So the Goodmans were mentoring the Hensons.
You can kind of see that, hear that.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. So back in the day, they moved to California from California to Kentucky at first, and then they just took off. Goodmans were already established, and then the Henson's with the Lighthouse and He Pilots My Ship. Both those songs were Song of the Year, so it kind of established them, and they took off on their own after that.
Mike Bowling with me today on Daniel Britt and Friends, listening to classic sounds of the Henson's.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead us all. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would be no more. Everybody that lives around us, just tear that lighthouse down. The big ships, they don't sail by this way anymore. Ain't no use, it's standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I seen the light, yes, the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on a hill.
And I thank God for the lighthouse I own.
classic sounds of the Hensons. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest today, Mike Bowling, who grew up listening to and loving this group. Well, some groups and quartets have this tight harmony thing going on and real smooth and slick, and then some groups just have this buzz of energy. I think of like Kingsmen, or I think right. of the Goodmans, and of course the Hensons kind of. Right. So paint a picture again. I never got to see them in concert, but from listening to these cuts, especially live cuts, you could tell, were they all over the stage and just, I mean, were they moving around a lot?
You know what? You know, like Kenny played lead guitar. They had a band. They wouldn't want you call crazy all over the stage, not really, but their music was pretty radical, and just what I loved about their music, it didn't care what denomination he was from, whether he's Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, yeah. everybody loved them. Yeah. They were genuine, and man, I just, that was back in the heyday of gospel music, I think, man, and people just loved the band, the live band. I always had the live band, and of course everybody did back then, but theirs was, you know, most of their band today is studio musicians in Nashville, so if that tells you anything, they were very good. They were very good.
Here are the Hensons with my guest today, Mike Bowling, on Daniel Britt and Friends.
You can always find a steeple, a few religious people, where there's a preacher on the front step shaking everybody's hand. A sign shaped like a Bible, saying summer revival. But there's a million dead churches just filling up an acre of land. And what we need is a soul-feeling station. A full service open 24 hours a day. A pumping that high-octane super salvation. We're a heart out of gas to be the poor that fast.
The Hensons here on Daniel Britt and Friends, chronicling their history, talking about the highlights, the makeup of the group, and the impact on Mike Bowling's life. Mike joins me here as we're listening to these great sounds and reliving some great memories. Who were the members, the main members that people remember of the Hensons, and were they all family?
The members of the group, as far as singers, yes, they were. The original Hensons were Ronnie, Kenny, Larry, and Yvonne, their sister. They have one sister. Or they may have one, more than one sister, but one that sang.
Yeah.
And then I think after they'd been singing about 10 years, Yvonne decided to stay home, started having kids, and so they hired Chris Hawkins. And she was originally from California, too, which is Chris Freeman now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And So that when I got into, I love Yvonne singing, but I really didn't start listening to him until Chris was with the group. And I was such a big fan. And we laugh today, me and Chris, when we're together. I tell her how I had this big crush on her, and just, you know, sang all of her songs before my voice changed. I sang all Chris songs because I was real high.
Yeah.
And then after my voice changed, I had to go over to sing some of Larry's and Kenny's. But boy, you know, our church music and a lot of churches, we in rural Kentucky, we didn't have song. I mean, we didn't have hymnals in our church. We had just songbooks, you know, some lady had made up, typed out.
Wow.
But we would, I remember my grandmother, she would record songs off of the radio, and those are the songs we'd sing in our church. Wow. And a lot of them was the Rambos, a lot of them was the Hensons, and of course mine was always Henson songs.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And I played the piano at 9. I started playing the piano at 9, and I'd learn me a Henson song, and I'd have a new one about every week.
That's fun. Mike Bowling here with me on Daniel Britt and Friends, listening to some great classic sounds from the Hensons.
In a lowly cattle stable in Bethlehem, there were signs of new construction on a mighty span, that in the hearts of all the lost would cast a shadow of a cross. 'Cause that babe of Mary's crib would soon be mercy's rib. Hope was just across the river on heaven's side, but we were much too weak to swim with no boat to ride. God made a way that couldn't fail, a wooden cross, three rusty nails, and on Calvary's rugged ridge, mercy built a bridge.
Now we can cross, but we must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day. Died that you and I could live.
Leave all you give, a mercy built a bridge.
Now we can cross, but we must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I.
Mercy builds a bridge.
Where Jesus died so that you and I could live. Leave all you give, the mercy builds a bridge.
A bridge.
Jesus is the bridge.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with the Hensons as our featured group today, and talking to Mike Bowling, providing some good insight and just pure love of this group. Their songs really have, as they say, survived the test of time, because you've got so many of these, and obviously The Lighthouse is a big one, Soul Filling Station, Hallelujah Meeting, and some of the, I think the Booth Brothers have picked up some of theirs too now. Ain't That What It's All About? I've heard that one recut here lately. Yeah. Do you have some favorites?
You know, I do, and I did that Remembering Kenny Henson CD a few years back, in 2006, and all the songs that influenced me, I recorded on that project. Songs like Burdens Are Lifted Away, and He Can. There's so many that, I could stay all day, and just all the songs. I can tell you the albums, High Voltage, On the Road Live, where they had the cover of the album was they had a piano out in the middle of the interstate.
I remember that.
It was incredible. My greatest memory, man. This just tells you, and I hope that none of the Hensons are listening. Maybe they are, but I've told them this before. But on my, I think it was my 14th birthday, all I wanted for my birthday was the brand new album by the Hensons. It was called entitled Prime, and they were on this road. The picture of it was on this. They were on this Rolls Royce, and it was a cool cover. But I remember the funniest part about it is I got $5 from my mom, ordered it from the record company, and coming home on the school bus one day, there was this package on the mailbox. On the flag,
yeah.
And boy, I got off the bus and opened it up, and it was that album. It was one of the happiest days of my life.
Wow!
Oh man, I guarantee I've driven my mom and dad crazy listening to the Hanson music.
Now you think about kids today; there's something different about it. I mean, if you're waiting for the newest Justin Bieber thing, you got to wait and then click a button on a computer and wait for a download, not anticipate the package, open mm-hmm. it, smell it, that's look right. at it, you know, touch it, feel it, listen. You know, I remember looking at albums while they were playing and just holding. It's like you had one picture on the front, one picture on the back. Mm-hmm. How much can you look at this one piece of cardboard? But you did as you listened to all 10 cuts or whatever.
I miss those days, man. I miss those days. And, you know, and they always had a story on the back. Somebody had written something about the group and all the credits. But, yeah, I don't know what I'd... If we'd been high-tech back then, I'd have been dangerous, probably.
Here are the Hensons.
Won't that be a hallelujah meeting where we step on the other side? When the saints of old standing with the greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shouting up through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Celebration, forgetting where we've been. Now we're standing on the top of Zion, triumphant over sin. First the angels will stop singing, then the doorbells start ringing, then the carryall of heaven, oh, when the saints go marching in.
Oh,
won't
that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? When the saints of old are standing with a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Well, I've been laughed at here for shouting since many long years ago. But I got more than just religion when Jesus saved my soul. I got a way down deep salvation like no mortal tongue could tell. And a standing invitation to a hallelujah spell. Oh,
saints are welcome us across the tide. We'll lift our hands and shout through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
What energy, the Hensons, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest, Mike Boland.
I used to think we had all the time we need to plow the fields and plant the seed, but now I read the darkened skies say night is stealing on, and while we wait, it's growing late till day is gone. Say not tomorrow, I'll hold to the plow. There's no time to borrow, it's summer night.
Reach out.
still searching for someone to till the land. So many die, never knowing why he came, like fallen grain, and we're all to blame. Yet in his nail-scarred hands, there is a deed to a land of abundant yield. And he seeks for you to join the few and work the field.
Sin not tomorrow, I'll hold to the plow. There's no time to borrow. It's summer now.
The helpless
millions reach out for mercy's hand,
while God's still searching for someone to till the land. Yes, God's still searching for someone to till.
We're talking to Mike Bowling, and we're listening to songs by the Hensons, and a great, great group in gospel music. Let's listen to Call Me Gone, because this is one that has been recut. It's still being played, but I know Gordon Moat recently recut it and brought it back, and it's got this unique, just country. I mean, it is country as the day is long.
It is. You know, I recorded this song, Gordon's recorded the song, and, you know, all Henson songs, people just, if you sing, you've been influenced by the music pretty much if you've been in gospel music. And Call Me Gone is one that is country gospel, man. It's a great one.
Mike Bowling and the Hensons today on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
Call me a dreamer, 'cause I call it mine. Heaven, I don't care. Call me crazy, 'cause I'm homesick for it. Yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me gone.
I've been called an awful lot of things in my lifetime, and, well, smart wasn't often one of them. But I was smart enough one day to call Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, and I called it quits to a whole lot of sinning. And it's because of that commitment that, well, some folks think it's funny and laugh and call me foolish. But let them go ahead and laugh, because, you see, that doesn't really bother me at all. Because even a fool can see by the shape she's in that this old world's about to fall. But as long as I let Jesus call the shots, why, I've got nothing at all to fear. And when that roll is called up yonder, don't call me, 'cause I'm not gonna be here.
Call me gone.
I'll be leaving.
Call me gone.
You'll be grieving. And if you're left here,
call me.
Call me.
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with the Hensons as our highlight group. Mike Bowling is joining me here on today's show, listening to these great sounds.
Do you recall that certain chapter where Pharaoh's men were after all of Israel and made God's people flee? God grounded Pharaoh's plan, the children crossed upon dry land. I'm telling you, God's gonna do the same for you and me. I believe he is, while others just think he was, while they suppose he did. I know he still does, and I'm holding to the promise where two or three agree. God's gonna do the same for you and me. Well, now he healed his sons and daughters. He made the wine out of water. Peter crossed on the raging sea, and if he fed the little sparrow, and he put the meal in the widow's barrel, I'm telling you, God's gonna do the same for you and me. I believe he is, while others just think he was, while they suppose he did. I know he still does, and I'm holding to the promise where two or three agree. God's gonna do the same for you and me. Yeah, I believe he is, while others just think he was, while they suppose he did. I know he still does, and I'm holding to the promise where two or three agree. God's gonna do the same for you and me. God's gonna do the same for you and me.
Mike Bowling is here. We're listening to the Hensons, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. And new Hensons, I want to kind of give me the line here, because we had the Hensons, Ronnie, Kenny, et cetera, and then you had the new Hensons. And you were actually a part of that group at one time.
That's right. Back in 1995, I got the call to come and audition from Mr. Dave Wilcox, and went down there and got the job, and was with them almost a year before I joined the Perrys. Wow. We recorded the album with them, Oasis.
Yeah.
And it was good times, and that was Ronnie's son, Bo.
And the song Oasis, if I were going to ask a trivia question, and if you were going to win win this on a game show, send 10% here, okay, because that song has the word buzzards in it.
Yes, it does.
How many gospel songs?
Oh, my God.
I mean, who was writing? I mean, obviously you had writers in the Hensons.
That's a Ronnie line. That's definitely a Ronnie line. Yeah. Buzzards to devour.
Yeah.
That's totally him. And, you know, the Hensons, their songs were different. But they were great songs that, like you said, timeless to this day.
The New Hensons, now on Daniel Britt and Friends. Mike Bowling, a part of this group, as we just heard, and featuring this hour's highlight on the entire Henson family and legacy, right here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Sometimes life is like a burning desert. If the days were miles, it would be a million wide. One can get so thirsty for one drop of mercy, and all you find are bones where someone else has died. But God
sands of disappointment, they sometimes sting the soul. That blazing ball of fire gets hotter by the hour.
that dry, hot wind that burns us is like breathing in a furnace while the sun cooks up the supper for the buzzards to devour. But God,
to Daniel Britt and Friends, the new Hensons there, the original Hensons now, as we're featuring this group with Mike Bowling sitting down with me and reliving some great memories.
If I could be like you, Lord, I know I'd have it made, cause you're just like a rose that never wilts and never fades.
And your love's like the light that shines where dark has always been, and nothing in this world can keep your love from shining in.
Shining in.
No matter what, your love keeps shining in.
I can't afford to lose this time with you. I'm bound to win.
If I'll just let your love keep shining in.
I've been up, but right back down is always where I'd go. And I was sure that one day I'd get used to feeling low.
Yeah, nothing seemed to matter though. The world came to an end.
And I was set for darkness when your love came shining in.
Shining in.
Shining in.
Shining in.
Shining in.
No matter what, your love keeps shining in.
I can't afford to lose this time with you. I'm bound to win
if I'll just let your love keep shining in.
Shining in.
This time with you, I'm bound to win.
If I'll just let your love keep shining in.
Shining in.
Shining in.
Shining in.
Shining in.
Shining in.
No matter what, your love keeps shining in.
No, I can't afford to lose this time with you. I'm bound to win.
If I'll just let your love keep shining in.
Shining in.
Shining in.
Shining in.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, highlighting the Hensons and this great legacy in gospel music with my friend Mike Bowling, who I have heard for years and years, absolutely loved this group, and eventually even was called to be a part of the new Hensons, and we've talked about that some, and our conversation continues and the great memories on the Hensons with Mike Bowling here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
When you listen to a song like Hallelujah Meetin' by the Hensons and the energy, especially the live cut, the energy in that, I mean, what comes to mind when you think about groups today and searching for their niche, searching for creativity and thinking about, okay, that's a road that has been paved. Mm-hmm.
Have we lost a little bit of, is there a magic that we've lost today, you think, or are we finding it in different places?
Well, I think, you know, every group's different. Like the Hensons, they were radical, and they were on a way. The way I say it is, they just wanted to have church, and when you came to a Henson concert, I mean, they were going to have church. You were going to hear great singing. You're going to hear great songs, and Ronnie would tear off, and he would give you your Sunday morning sermon right in the middle of their set. And so it was a one night concert church, man. It was, and so I think that's hard for groups today, because a lot of groups don't have live bands. And that makes it a lot of, you know, you can have a lot more church if you got a band, you know, and not so condensed to a track. But I think, and I say this all the time, I think the closest thing would have been the Crabb family. You know, they had the same kind of charisma as the Hensons and the Goodmans back in the day.
Mike Bowling with me now on Daniel Britt and Friends. Now more of the Hensons.
I came here to sing a song for Jesus. Now you may laugh and sneer as you walk out. What I'm singing may not suit your fancy. Yeah, but I came to see you so safe. Now ain't that what it's all about? I didn't come to hear the crowd roar with laughter. No, when I came, I chose a different route. And I don't know just what you so say. Now ain't that what it's all about?
Then he come to put you on a big show. They'll make you laugh and cry if they know how. I just come to sing about my Savior.
The Hensons, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Mike Bowling joining me today to talk about and listen to these great sounds from the Hensons.
I first heard about Jesus while sitting on my mama's knee. All heart and all ears, my eyes filled with tears as she told where he died just to me. Have gone by, I will break down and cry when the story is told of me still. 'Cause though it may be the truth, I'm getting over my youth. Oh, I will never be over the hill.
Never be over.
I'll never be over Calvary.
comes today's mundane. But the world's greatest story, freedom's hidden glory, can never be common and plain. Though it's the Johnny come lately, been admired so greatly, ever knew when that brings a new thrill. There's no current up there can match what happened up there. I know I'll never be over the hill.
Never be over the hill. I'll never be over Calvary, for it was there sin's power over me was taken away.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, classic sounds from the Hensons, today with my guest Mike Bowling, lifelong fan of this group.
Vocally, did you learn anything from listening to these guys? And I'll kind of ask it with this coming. I mean, your own story even recently with some vocal issues, but also they had a unique sound. I mean, it was hard not to say, oh boy, I know who that is when you heard him singing, and then Buddy Mullins comes to mind too, because I think Buddy came and did a version of The Lighthouse as a tribute to him, and boy, sometimes you could close your eyes and say, "Boy, he really sounds a lot like him." And of course, you know, your tribute album as well. So did you learn some licks or some vocal techniques or even tricks on, especially in light of your vocal troubles lately?
Right, and I say this all the time when people, they'll come up and say, "Man, you sound like Kenny. You sound like Ronnie." Yeah. Sometimes they say Ronnie. I'm like, Okay, that's good too. But I'm honest when I say this is, I never really sit down and said, hey, I want to sing like Kenny.
Yeah.
I can honestly say that I was so influenced by their music, and that's all I listened to. I didn't listen to Elvis, and I didn't listen to, you know.
Yeah.
We listened to the Hensons, the Rambos, the Goodmans, and that's only people that I was influenced by. And so now that I'm a little older, I can look back and say, you know what? They really did influence me, man. Their voices, never had vocal training in my life. I was influenced just by listening continuously, you know. And I think even young people today, if they're listening to whatever they're listening to, they're going to be influenced. They may not know it at the time, but they really are. So it's I guess it's a good thing I listened to him, you know. Maybe at least he could sing a little bit.
In early 2013, and we're talking to Mike Bowling today as we're listening to songs from the Hensons on Daniel Britt and Friends, but early in 2013, you had taken some time off the road because you were having vocal issues, and you went in for a checkup or something, and all of a sudden, the miraculous happened, right?
Yeah, I was having hoarseness for about a year and a half out here on the road. I'd go to sing, and it finally ended up to where I can hardly get through a whole set without just totally giving out, and went to Vanderbilt Voice Center there in Nashville. They diagnosed me, scoped me, and diagnosed me with having a polyp on my right vocal cord. And then they immediately put me off the road for about 4 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks vocal rest, started voice therapy and speech therapy. Make a long story short, a couple weeks after being off the road, I went back, and a lot of people praying, had a lot of folks praying for me, and I thought it was over. I'll be honest with you, we were ready to just to shut it down and say, you know, and because if you can't, you know, you can't sing, you can't go out here and fake singing. People know that you're having a struggle, and so we just left it in God's hands. Went back, and they scoped me again, and the doctors were amazed that it was totally gone. The polyp was totally gone, and I've been singing normal ever since. So it's a great thing. It's a God thing.
Yeah, lip syncing at a small church camp meeting just won't work, will it?
It don't work, no.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. More of the Hensons now, and my guest, Mike Bowling, as we talk about this wonderful group.
Now, I'm not a rich man with diamonds to bring, and I'm not one for saying I can do anything, 'cause I'm nothing, nothing but no one. I'm one more grain of sand. Oh, except I've been touched by the master's strong hand.
Oh, I feel the touch of the master's strong hand. It's search for every answer, but you can't comprehend if those old everyday burdens seem to fall without heed. When in life's room full of empty, you helplessly stand. Oh, just wait for the time of my master's strong hand. Oh, I feel the touch of the master's strong hand. It's leading me on through this wearisome land. Footsteps would fall for the touch of the master's strong hand.
Yes, I feel the touch of the master's strong hand.
The master's strong hand.
Like the Daniel Britt and Friends page on Facebook, tweet at Britt and Friends on Twitter, or simply visit the full site at danielbritt.com.
Lock me up in a prison and throw away the key. Take away vision from these eyes that now can see. Deprive me of the food I eat, and but as long as I know deep
fit to kill than a man on the cross. Puts me in his will and says that I could still go free. Now I never could quite understand why a king would want to leave his throne to don the robe of an earthly man, feel the pain of flesh and bone, then to later trod
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Mike Bowling is with us today, and we've enjoyed listening to these songs from the Hensons. So kind of paint the picture, and we talked a little bit about the new Hensons, the end of the era, really. When the Hensons, what was their reason for hanging it up, and how did the transition go, and have they really left a void?
You know, I think they were all ministers in their own right. And you know, when you travel and sing together as long as they did, 25 years probably, you know, God has different directions in your life. I think Kenny was wanting to pastor, and you know, I don't know the whole story, but I do think that, yeah, it has left a void in gospel music. Personally for me, you know, I just, you look for that group that just really stands out. And there's so much talent in this industry these days, but I'm 47 now, and I'm still looking for the new, you know, a new group of, that will influence me in my older age, I guess. but they definitely, have imprinted the lives of anybody that has ever heard their music. And even young people that hears their music today are amazed, and they go back and look at videos. And I tell people in my group, younger people in my group, I'm like, if you could only, you're experiencing great gospel music and great groups, but if you could experience one night concert with the Hensons, you would know what I'm talking about. It was amazing.
And I've heard some people say what you've just said. You know, if I ask them a question, who's influenced you? And usually the Hensons is on a list there, and it's usually a pretty short list. But yeah, that's you know, that could be a good definition of success to have, is that, hey, we've left a legacy of the art form, but also the ministry side of it too. And that was there. And by the way, Ronnie is still out there. I mean,
he's getting ready. I don't mean to open and tell his story, but he's getting ready to go in the studio and record a brand new project with Daywin. Cool. And so I heard that this week. I'm excited.
Nice.
So yeah, he's still on the road, and he travels as much as we do. I mean, he probably travels 4 days a week. Yeah, him and his wife. and Larry pastors a church in Nashville. Yvonne's there in Nashville, and we get to see them. It's cool. It's the greatest thing, and this is tells you from a child's perspective here. But you know, I never dreamed I'd be doing this music. I always wanted, as a kid, listening to the Hensons. I always wanted, dreamed of doing this one day. And now that I've been here, done it, and I've got to sing with the Hensons, with Chris on my records, and Ronnie and Larry on my records, and what's the neatest thing, Daniel, is you're in Walmart, and here Larry Henson is with his cart, and you're like, that's Larry Henson, and I'll speak to him, and we'll end up talking 2 hours in Walmart, and
wow.
I'm like, really? And then I'll get back in my car and go, I would just talk 2 hours to Larry Henson in Walmart. That's crazy for me. That's crazy for me.
That's funny. Well, you are the same Bowling who was involved with the big bus crash in Charlotte, North Carolina a few years ago, and now with the vocal issues that you've come through. I think you've met your quota.
Yeah, I asked the Lord to give me just a break. But you know what? We've learned. We've our testimony has grown, and we've grew spiritually through all this, and God knows what we can handle. And so we're just out here telling how great God is, and He's the one we need to lean on.
Well, Mike, it's been fun listening to this music, reliving these memories, and thanks for sharing some time. Hey, what's your website where we can keep in touch with you?
It's BowlingFamilyOnline.com.
Easy enough. Thanks for your time, man.
Man, good deal.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.